We have some quiet, please.
So we're going to start the regular council session for June 13th, 2016. And I do it every
year. This is
the first time
you need it. I guess you need to
say it's
money on the gavel.
No, I got one in the office.
I don't know. There's an exception for that, too. And they can kind of overlap a little bit. Like,
15, we didn't have a crew because of the hour. You know, if we came in at 6 o'clock in the morning, we didn't have a crew to back us up. We did have one that he had told did not want to wait for the crew to come back in. You know, we went ahead and accepted it, and we said, no, we can't do it. We didn't have to go. So, just taking a look at this, if you guys want a little bit more information, I can break it down. It's kind of hard to go back right now into the total, because I have to print off like 800 words to get these numbers because of software.
Let me also add that I mentioned this two meetings ago that Nikki and I and Jim McDonald from the hospital and Brandon and Mandy were meeting to really go over some of these usual numbers, and we wanted to, did we just have 2 or 3 months?
We were going to have it for about 3 months.
3 months. We're going to wait and try to average things over 3 months. We are keeping track at the hospital, and they're keeping track over there. So we can try and figure out, because one of the things you guys remember that I was an advocate for was to increase their wages, because we were having, you know, such good numbers and things were working out real well with crew, and we wanted to get the third ambulance running and available as much as possible. So that started to decrease a little bit, and so obviously with me wearing 2 hats, the hospital and council, I wanted to look into that a little bit more, and Deb, who's our ER director, is also looking into that as well. So I wanted to let everyone, I think we mentioned it a couple of meetings ago, just to stay tuned because we're working on those numbers.
And if you see this, the 19th is what I think transfers. That total right here, which is transfers from PMA, we took a total of 19 out of PMA alone. Generally, we do not turn any down from flat guys, with the exception of there was one that was to Chicago, which we don't do, and one was over the weight limit.
There's a few, and I think that'll come down to that third crew, as well as, and one of the things that we'll have to talk about is a couple that I've been involved with personally have been, you guys were already busy at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd love to say flat night should be first.
But you can't sit and wait all day. You know, it could be 8 hours after we get a call.
Right.
So, you know, do we take that sure call and then pick you back up? And so we got some details we need to talk
about. But we are looking into that.
Could I ask you a question, Nigga?
Sure.
Yeah, sorry, I missed that. I apologize. Of the 124 calls you had under denied transfers, no crew available, 15?
15. We denied 15.
Of the 124?
Of the 46.
Okay, the third part of it is 124?
That is the total of all the ones. The next one is refusal, that back we did. I can't remember the calls down. If you look at the third one down where it says transfers, we took 36. So that 15 would be out of the 36 that we, out of the 27, 15 of those that we denied was because we did not have a crew. We had a total of 36 transfers for the whole month.
Okay, but that's still out of the total of 124, right?
124. That included that go on the game, I don't even know.
You were called 124 times for assistance, 15 times there was no crew available.
That's just the thing you transfer from.
But there was no crew available 15 times out of 124 calls. Am I making this a little different, Paul Bones?
No.
Okay.
No, but I that would be.
Okay. So a little over 10% of the time you didn't have a crew available.
Yes.
Okay. And the purpose or reason for that was you were doing something else. I mean, you were transporting other patients and stuff.
Yes. Or we did not have that. Okay. Or it came between the hours right now we run from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on that first bus.
And we do a lot of transfers after 8 p.m.
I raised it down the total even further.
You have someone on staff 24/7.
Yeah,
that's not for transfers.
For transfers, we will take out PMAs only after 8 p.m. because we were now putting a 911 truck out of commission on the transfer. That means one truck in town.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
So if you'd like to see something else on this report, the commissioner's also going to report too. So if you guys want some more information, it's on the spreadsheet I can add. Because we have a big turnover of staff, and he is an account for team. So I received a quote from Bob Locking Key to come in and put a keypad on both the entry door of the Vinamax station and the transit cell station for a little under $3,000. Now, the keypad, I can assign, you know, I believe up to 210 that we can put in. I can also log on to see how many times a person has been in the station, when they're in the station, if they use it before. So if I have an employee quit, I can log on to my computer so we have 10 and remain for that being access. So when we were going over the budget, I needed to transfer some money to cover that. Also, as I stated earlier, with the reporting software that we have from the state, I've been in the process for a year trying to gain access so we can go paperless in regard to one of our requirements. And EMS is to do all the interview hours. We can do it online, but the state will not give us access to do that. So I contacted the company, and for the first year to set it up with all the training and everything is $5,000. After the first year, the annual fee is $1,500. So I had to transfer some money over to cover that expense, which we had talked about in the last budget about upgrading our computer software and recording software. I would need to upgrade if I had gotten access from the state on the EQA. But with this access now, I will be able to report. So if Roger wants to come in today, I want to see how many when they call the G-Bank, I would bring the bill statement. I can log on real quick, pull that report right now, and I'm going to go under this truck, this truck, this truck. It can simplify the reporting software and report to G-Bank. So I had many line calls that I mentioned to you over to the initial implementation to cover.
Entertain a motion to allow the $4,000 transfer.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second to allow the unit $3,000 transfer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carried. Who made the motion? Who seconded
it? Aye.
Who seconded
it?
Thank you.
You need
an
answer
for me.
As you know, we have had Charles Malcolm, or Malcolm doing our reports for Medicaid reimbursement. I got a letter today for the 2013. It's really kind of weird. We would get roughly a little over 16 hours of that. The only problem is I would have to send a check in for $5,359.35 into the treasurer of the state of Indiana that I agree to this amount, and then we would receive the $16,000. the way I understood it.
You have to pay them money to get our money?
Exactly.
I have all the time with Craig with that. I said to Zimbabwe and never gave my money back.
Well, this is paid in right here.
Yeah, that's where I learned that.
If you don't agree, there's a... And Charles, I need to come in and explain it a little bit more. But he said pretty much, yeah, you can take a look.
And this is something we've done every year.
This is the first time we have to send a check in to the state treasurer in order to get the money. You get a copy?
Yeah,
it just came in this afternoon to the mail. But it says we only have 15 days.
And so the money that you send, where does that go and for what?
You get 100% of that back. My understanding is kind of like a holding fee. That if you agree to this amount, you send it in and then you're reimbursed for that amount.
So you get the $15,000 plus the $5,000 back?
I think the $5,000 is out of the $15,000. Is the way Charles explained it to Connie.
And this is the first time we've had this?
Had to send it to check in.
I would thank our county attorney on the fact.
Which
I
did.
That he ought to be looking at when he's available.
But the amount from like 2011, 2012 were like $36,000. The thing is, they kind of decided to break up into the banks here, the Medicaid, the Medline, all that. So
I don't understand why you have to send money to get money back. Why don't they just send us a check for $11,000, whatever it is? It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense, but you better do it.
Well, I think basically what it's saying is we have to pay them money because they have money that was ours that they're keeping getting drawn interest on just so they can pay for the people that otherwise want to move the road.
Yeah,
but
your IDC is what it is if they use those funds that we send in.
So do you need a motion to have Kevin look at this?
I have a question. Is the money in a line item?
Yes.
Because the money that you received from them goes in a general fund.
Yes.
It doesn't go into a line item.
Right.
Okay.
that's, it's always been that way, but I have to pay that $5,000 and have it in a line item right now.
Okay, well, what about the 15?
That is what we can get if we're under the general fund.
Okay.
I have to pay $5,000 to get the $16,000.
Okay.
Cindy, do you need a motion from us to go ahead and leave the advertised comment for the purchase of the Kilo Sanctuary, or do you have money here?
I have it.
Okay.
I have it.
How many people do you have been going to that?
With installation, that was the cheaper. We have to. We even talked about doing it ourselves.
Sounds like a side trip, Mike.
I know.
No, I'm good with that.
You guys got a,
out there at the airlift service, you got a $400 door and a $1,500 lock.
Yeah, that makes me even more.
You want to get a $1,500 door too?
No. But we're going to have to do something. I know we talked about putting trucks on rotation. Our cumulative trucks of 2014. Budget season coming up, I need to figure out how we're going to do this. We're going to do it every 4 years. We're looking, you know, and the one that was facing the brunt, I would have to do a whole rotation. I can't think. But Francisville truck, which is the second year that has over 100,000 miles on the train, and it was 2014 also.
Did we just do upgrades to one of them? The beginning of...
We had suspension. We had suspension. I've got one truck now. The oldest truck in the fleet have hydrants for the one that was here. The problem...
Are they old?
Yes.
How many miles are on the oldest truck?
200 and something. All we're seeing is trucks are not getting smaller. The new one really is just in the garage now. So if we choose to get new trucks, we're going to have to do something with our season.
Nikki, you pointed out, that there's only 2 inches on either side of the mirror to currently get the animals out of the...
Can those mirrors, I know some vehicles now actually have folded in mirrors. I mean, you can, even electrically, you can manually.
We can fold with the main bay. The problem is, when we rotate trucks, one of the trucks is too long, like Frank, so Frank, if it's too long, it won't fit in the garage.
It'll make anything shrink it up to the garage.
No, they're pretty close to taking away.
And they're getting longer too, the trucks are
longer. Longer and lighter. So something to consider, I know we talked about this building expansion and all that, but something to consider.
Increase.
I get that, but we're supposed to include the major. and the way the county matrix is set up. And I will show you in the county matrix.
Well, you can do what you want with the budget, but you can just put the budget.
I just want to point this out real quick.
Yeah, we had already given these people the MS raises, which they weren't given.
But in April, we decided we're going to have a subcommittee that was looking at matrix initially.
Right. And then they
I'm just saying, before we
left, we're only 1 month out. Right. So, right.
But Alex and I, Alex, you remember we kind of talked about this, but it was, and Roger, you're right, Alex and I were still going to talk about this, because when we initially did the matrix, the sheriff's office was different, and was different because of their level. So they really fit nicely into the matrix, right. And the rest of the courthouse fit. So, and then you came up with this, but we're going to look at
and I have different ones for everyone to look at, but I wanted to show the county matrix because one of the things when we got the wages was how are we going to retain people? That was one of the goals. If you look with the county matrix, this is the one that I needed out. The assistant director, 3 to 5 years. The assistant director makes the same as a paramedic. 6 to 10 years for both of them for the same amount. Okay, I did not too much of a workload to change. If you flip over to the second page, 3 to 5 years as an advance is making 3 to 5 years wage as a paramedic. Same thing with a basic. What's the incentive for a basic to become a medic if they're going to make the same wage?
Where did these figures come from? Because when we came up with wages, this one has been discussed when we actually, with Tom and I, but when we first met, we discussed increases across the board that seemed to be,
if you look at the very beginning, that is the 20 matrix. On the
68,
I get
that.
Then I did the differential between the level,
based on the county. But then that, again, we get into a real different scenario because of the levels of education of,
exactly.
And the rest of the employees of the courthouse don't have different levels of education.
Right.
Or what do you call it?
Certification. Which I based on the base rate that you guys can see. I have that right here that I highlighted for you to look at.
So if it's okay with you guys, Alex and I would still like to be able to get together. But we need to look at this first versus what we had come up with when we got the raises to begin with. Because one of the other things we also talked about was and again, it's kind of hard for me because I'm a little biased since I have a hospital that I work for as well. But it's Plastic County. And so one of the other things we talked about when we did do the wages is if we increase their wages, and I know that didn't include your county, but if we increase their wages, that should be sufficient enough to keep people. And we're still not keeping people. So then there's some other issues that come into play there.
If anybody wants to look at these numbers and isn't on the committee, I have plenty of copies.
Nikki, how much of a turnover have you had since the last pay raise?
I had one full-time medic quit to go to fire base, but I'm not seeing any part-time medics coming in.
And that's what you would man the third truck with. So we don't have the third truck running much.
Which I, you know, with Hootie and Jim.
But they were, the whole idea of getting the wages increased was they won't go to other counties and they would come here.
To an extent, yeah. I mean, that was the goal. But then you also have to look at, if I choose to step down as director, I will have 20 years in DMR. I would fall back to $15 an hour compared to a brand new guy who just got out of school. Why would I want to stay when I could go start running work part-time for $16.50 an hour? Does that make sense?
It's not really without me looking at the figures.
Well, here's what part-time you don't really want to get
that. Right. True.
That would be something to change, I'd say.
Out of the original 24, Mike, you were here when they set the time service up. There are three of us that remain out of that 24.
You, the child,
and Missy.
Missy, that's it. Wow.
That's it. No part-time, no. You know,
what,
so.
15 years ago?
Eight. Actually, it's eight.
Eight.
One in your night, yeah. So, you know, Kyle, he's been here 9 years, and you hire Manny Mike in at 15, you know, what he's invested in first is gone. There's no reason to stay other than the investment. Does that make sense?
Well, it's a great place to work.
And I understand, I think from a Missy service, and it is. It really is. But some of these newer generations don't look at it that way. They look at the money aspect.
What would it be appropriate then to say that our subcommittee working with you could come back with what you might agree to as reasonable numbers when we start looking at budgets?
Okay. Just treat it with heart. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't appreciate the way you do. Then you also have to look at if you've got somebody who has been here 9 years compared to a brand new 2 year medic. You know, other than the best of drivers out here.
Well, and that's the thing. People just don't realize who they quit. What's the best?
I agree.
Well, we've never had every year.
I know.
15 years
was
up almost.
Mm-hmm. And I understand, but I also, you know, need to reward the ones that
have
stuck it.
Well, I understand that too.
But I guess we can talk about it when we meet, but I guess I don't know that wasn't discussed at all. That everybody was just very happy with the wage increase, and now they're
going to brought it back in. We didn't
have to make sure that it was done, yeah. But again, it's just not, it's the same thing I just shared. The rate was a little bit different, and it didn't fit into the
rest.
Page 4, you can see the cracks. always the issue is how much is pushed out away because of the way that it's coming. So really the only way to fix this problem would be with concrete to get it to hold. But we spend that kind of money on that and we'd be throwing good at bad. I've got estimates to move it to a transfer station and add 40 foot of wall with a retainer wall so I can use taller containers that would hold twice as much and be fewer trips to the landfill.
Three metal containers?
Yeah, we've got three actually. The safety would be an issue too. We would be backing up against the concrete berm rather than relying on a little rock to stop the trailer. And most of it is being dumped in there is construction stuff that I don't want going through the pit because it's hard on the ram, it's hard on the packer boxer. Although if something was ever to happen to the packer, we could still use the box to store trash until we can make the repairs. I've got money on three separate line items that I would like to pull out of and put it into the building repair fund.
Can I just mention that I know he didn't need to do this, but this is really helpful. In my opinion, to see how much your funds are currently and where you're taking it out of, but that's my
sheet. And actually, the back of the sheet has got my month-end report from May. If you want to dig a little bit deeper and see how much I've spent out of there and what I've got left.
I'd like to comment on that. I was out there getting rid of my trash. I was tremendously impressed with the improvement, the cleanliness, the professionalism that I saw out there. And I'm not getting paid to say this, but it was really enlightening to me, once again, to go out, but to see it in the condition that it's in today, what we unfortunately had to deal with in the past. But that's neither here nor there. But I really want to compliment you on the job you're doing.
I think that's great if we wanted to speak.
Yeah, I would take care of that too.
So. Can we have a motion to approve the insurance card?
Yeah.
So we have three funds. The motion is to approve his transfer from those three funds to that building and structural repair. Correct.
Second.
Huh? You got a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, and then the next thing will be, I do have two quotes. They are very short. The one was $26,000 and the other one was $23,315. I'm not partial to either one. I was going to let someone else make that decision. I know that Glenn seemed to think that he could get took right away, and Tom said that it might be 2 weeks. I'm not pressed to find, so it's ignored. Both of the quotes are the same, line for line.
Yeah, I've poured a lot of concrete in my life. I have people do it. You know, they could cheapen it up so much, or, you know, it's just, there's a lot of difference in that concrete anymore. That's the only thing, you know, this is a big TFI or something like that. And you can be like 5-bag, 6-bag, 7-bag.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like that anymore.
It doesn't specify.
It doesn't specify what kind of use it or nothing. You can get, you know, they could be putting footer mix in there and have nothing. I don't know, that's just what gets me in. Nobody puts anything. It's just county, you know, I know we've got cheated a lot. When I was commissioner, people, you know, you always put the cheap bid and they, it was their little quote. That's the only thing. I know my last concrete I poured, I
state started to get a lot more than this, and when I wrote the check for our passage, very expensive. Very nice job.
Should have one another today. I don't know. Maybe every day. Well, I think the other one is going to be he was going to set it out. I don't think he was
going to
do it himself.
So.
No,
I don't
know what they're using. Did they give you any timetable of how long it would
take them? Or? Well, less than a week. Finish the project. We should be able to be using you this week.
The only thing I see different really is the 50% when the contract signed and 50% at the end.
I think he's aware that that's probably not going to happen.
I don't know the inflation.
Well, there's a very local contractors too, correct, Fred?
Yes.
There's a local contractors.
Yes, local. I can give you discretion on that. But if we gave you the money to go in or out, I can give you discretion on that. I think they can do the best job if you're trying to turn on, not to finish off the next thing. I don't think anybody's in it. Not either way.
Okay.
If on that, I think you need to be okay right away.
Well, that's fine.
I'm going to do that.
Can I ask a question here? I know, Jay, you're going to say leave it up for Brad, but I think the public's going to say we need a decision one way or the other.
I think it's the commissioner's decision, isn't it?
We gave him a permission to go forward with recommendations. We gave him money to
do it. We gave him money. Here's the thing.
If you're okay with moving with that, I'm okay with it. I'm just... Brad,
did you say the next one hired him to do the job?
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure that...
He's not going to get a good job, so I don't know why we should play.
Okay.
He's up to his discretion.
Should we have a limitation, though, on how much it's spent?
$26,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know on the other... bid that their quote can be lowered if you would like to lower the quality of materials. I don't know what quality materials is in the current quote of $23,000, so I would think that the amount that you request and we approve would be adequate for doing what needs to be done, and you'd be more sure maybe of good quality materials. But it depends just a little bit more to get better quality.
Well, and actually, Form Corp is a proposal. I guess I did not see that. I don't know. On the other one, I need to sit down and look him over.
Well, Form Corp, I've done business with them, and that's the deal right there. If you go ahead with that, I think. You would say that's the quoted price.
Yes.
And if you need more information, can you send them on how, you know, what concrete they can use and what kind of rebar you can use in there? And you have to use some rebar for the concrete, the test strength you're going to use. Just skin it, tell me if you can get some strength test for 9 days, 30 days strength test, or it has to be so much. That makes you 5,000, 30 days to get strength test.
I am truly inspired by how many citizens made a point of coming out tonight when their tax dollars are at risk, but some father they come up and keep up with what the county government is doing the rest of the year. And then kept talking and play all of us for the 20 minutes. Truly appreciate that. Moving on. Item 1. Last week, the Winnemac Town Planning Commission approved a request to rezone the old 52 beverage property from D1 commercial to
I wanted an industrial tonight. The Intermec Town Council gratified that change. With that rezoning, Standard Properties will be closing on the acquisition of that property and moving Standard Industrial and Standard Manufacturing out of the Coil Spring building into their own facility. The right from moving both his industrial supply and the manufacturing work he does will draw on ability into the old 57 building. That'll be opening some space for Coil Spring to continue to grow and give Bryce a lot of space for future growth.
And the county home being rezoned, is that what you're saying? You had what bearing on that?
No.
Oh.
But they also approved that rezoning last year.
Okay.
So Bryce is in a position to start growing a little bit more.
Okay, good.
We're still doing training with IT Tech, workforce training with our industrial forum group. Our human resources group that we started earlier this year has decided that we're going to try to conduct an updated wage and benefit survey across the county so that employers have an idea what in their hiring, what they're competing with at various levels. Some of it will be specific, you can compare it with lower to lower. Some of it will be entry level to entry level across sectors. We'll be working on that, and then that'll be helpful for my office so that if we have a prospect looking to come in, we can offer some sort of idea as to what the wage scale looks like in this arena. You guys may be aware that we made a revolving income loan over to Bakke LLC that constructed a new facility for clear decision filtration north of Transitville. If not operational, it will be soon, and Tony and Melanie are looking to have 8 jobs at least over there in the next couple of years as part of this expansion. And then the RAMTEC, the repair and maintenance program we've been working on at construction side, finally got everything straightened out with that, and the instructors are on board with it, and we're paying them, he's putting them on order, and we'll be moving forward with that.
Are you comfortable with the
most of them, yes. I think there's probably at least one taxpayer that probably the council needs to kind of know twice, and that's the 2011 basis from 22.
You're saying that should not sign 2011?
Yeah, they are new. And you know, and we've applied for that, and they know. I mean, they know what's going to take them.
Is there any indication that they may continue with that project and put through and all that?
It's really hard to say. You know, they're very restructuring and diversification. What it's going to be slow process. If something like that ever happens, it's going to be a few years down the road. The state has approved our hometown collaboration proposal, so they approved our tourism strategic plan and the bike route network that we are implementing on County Road. Actually got a meeting with Highway Tomorrow, but we can also talk about that.
This is in regards to the matching funds for the money that we got in the road work.
No, this is totally separate. This is an entirely different grant program straight from county to the CDC.
Okay.
So what it'll be at the end, and I mentioned it briefly last time I was here, there'll be literally hundreds of counties, paved county roads that are signed as part of this network of bike routes and silver
calls.
You can ride from any town, campgrounds, the river, et cetera. We are implementing an Adopt the River program, similar to the Adopt the Highway program. We don't have a lot of hard evidence, but anecdotal evidence is leading people to blame us for having more people on the river than in the past. Bringing more people into the community seems like a good thing, but it does have its downsides. And so what we're going to do is work with residents and businesses along the river. We've already had one business volunteer to come to them. We're going to put garbage cans at river access points and put a signage encouraging people who come to float the river to pull off on the side and pop their trash instead of leaving beer cans in the river and so on. And I believe that Namers Hardware in Monterey has volunteered to supply the garbage cans and the labor to monitor them to not pass the points like Monterey already.
And you could say something to
Yep.
You can find out where you go.
We'll be working on it. Let them go to the river. Leadership philosophy coming with the extension curriculum. We're going to start that off the first class in January. We hosted it earlier, but this way we'll be in session. When the state assembly is in session, we can, one of the classes is sitting in the state tour, the state house, either local representatives, so we're doing that. Winnemac and Francis School are both moving forward to become state sanctioned with Main Street communities. Monterey is working on their own unofficial Main Street group for downtown work, and I'm working with all state communities on that. Farmers Market Organization is officially recognized, incorporated entity under Indiana law. Still working on the nonprofit status. And the first farmers market, a week and a half ago, the second one will be this coming Saturday. And then Kristen, as I noted earlier, she is the bicentennial coordinator for the county. The torchbearers have all been notified this week that they have been selected and approved by the state to be part of the bicentennial relay, which will take place in October and come through Winnemac in the first week of October. Industrial Park, West Side. We have, we ended up, because we know that land values have dropped a little bit, we had it reappraised, and we think they're actually that total number of taxes. But that did come down, I want to say, $1,000 in the courtesy October appraisal. We are really anxious to move forward with this. The landowners are still very flexible working with us. We are trying. I think the previous meeting this evening showed just how sensitive large capital expenditures are in Lafayette County right now, understandably. We are looking at exploring every avenue for moving forward with this, spending as little to no tax money as possible. And so, in this vein, what we have done, just so that we have an option, is have John Albright do an appraisal of the county farm property. We excluded the property north of 60 South, which is zoned industrial and sort of is industrial park, right? So the 55.5 acre property we're looking at in Fairville is currently appraised at 82.88 per acre, which comes out to about $460,000. Roughly 97 acres of county farm property south of the county road comes out at 63.40 an acre, or about $615,000 total. Going to be working with CDC, the Industrial Park Board, and the commissioners, but we think that if we are serious about industrial growth in the county and being as responsible to the sector as possible, we need to consider the option of selling the county farm ground and directing some of that proceeds to purchasing that land without tax money. Depending on what figure we arrive at between the appraisal and what the landowners on the west side are willing to take, what we can negotiate, whatever is left from that 615 to go into county general and the rest to go towards that acquisition.
What kind of interest have you had shown towards any businesses that maybe?
Not anything lately, and that's because we really haven't been discussing it publicly other than the nitty gritty and come up. But you know, we had one or two existing businesses who have talked about growing and are kind of landlocked where they are now. We had one business that out of Ohio that ended up in, I want to say, Auburn, in Auburn, Indiana, that looked at us. I think ultimately, and this isn't something we knew at the time, but they decided they wanted to be north of 30, but they needed to be on rail. They knew that this was going to happen at some point, but we couldn't offer them anything at the time.
What kind of improvements are we going to have? Or has that been priced out of?
Depending on, so town has utilities running to or almost to the north side of the property. Mm-hmm. If you were to run it all the way to the south end for water and sewer and storm sewer, it's about 770. And that was the cheapest of the three properties that we had in the utilities conducted on. Now, you know, initially our kind of vision had been to pursue a grant for land acquisition and infrastructure at all at one time. But the issues that came up for a while with the landowners made that a little more difficult. And if something like throwing the county farm, using those proceeds,
is a viable option and make it easier for us to secure that ground, hold off on adding infrastructure until we have serious demand. You know, because we started the north end with development and there's not a whole lot that needs to be done other than some road improvements. So as part of the utility, there's not a lot, and we can do that piecemeal. We could even look at setting up redevelopment commission and pitching that to the first businesses in there, those tax proceeds, to go back into the energy infrastructure. We've got a lot of options
there. Is the infrastructure there capable of handling the treatment plant and the water supply?
I don't know for certain. I believe it is. There were no concerns that came up when the feasibility study was done, but that accounts for the conversation we had with
the business. I mean, you're not having to sort of paper pulping plant or something. Right. That's right. So
that is an option that we think we need to have on the table. I mentioned the Willamette Land Commission earlier. They are strongly considering adopting the county's new zoning ordinance for the town of Willamette. Retain all their own authority, but their own planning commission, their own DBA, but have the same ordinance so that, with the exception of Franklinville and its 2 mile jurisdiction, all of Lafayette County will be governed by the same ordinance. And because of Hoover's contracting to building inspection for Willamette, makes it a little easier for him because he is comparing one zoning code when he's making the decision instead of having to refer back to different zoning codes. Last Tuesday, last
week, it's easier for the contractors and everybody involved with their
decision. Right. So that's
the trench still on board and can be kind
of... We tried. I quite honestly don't know how closely they really enforce their zoning over there. I don't know who's responsible for it. But there, you know, there's been some interest from a couple of the planning commission members looking into it. But their town council doesn't seem to be all that energized about it. Told you that the county home property is largely rezoned from industrial to two-family residential. Commissioner's request on Dwayne Davis's recommendation because he saw that property. If there's any hope for repurposing, it would be as some sort of apartment complex. So that is the main group tonight. Hired our interns on the way, hired two, and scaled back the number of hours to make it work better. Right now, we think we can do it without any transfer still. If that changes, I'll be on point time, but right now, we think things are good with the budget. And then finally, and I believe I emailed this to all the council members, although it may have just been the commissioners. Tuesday, August 2nd at 4 o'clock at 1 a.m. Jack, the president of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation will be speaking. They are responsible for state-level incentives, you know, leading tax evasions, the system. They're responsible for income tax, corporate income tax credits, relocation credits, that sort of thing. Working with me and my colleagues at the local level to find the right site for the right business when they've got a company trying to come to Indiana. And he will be here in Willamette first Tuesday of August. So if any of you are available and interested, you're welcome. Just let me know. That's all I have. Unless you have any questions.
Thank you.
That's all my
questions. Thank you. Harvey? I'll try not to take too much of your time tonight. From Natalie with me from Purdue Extension, I had sat in front of the commissioners last Monday and discussed Purdue Extension with them, and I apologize to Natalie also because I haven't been able to sit down and have a meeting with her also. My mother went into the hospital last week, or this week I guess it is, and I didn't have a chance to have discussions with her at all. What I talked to the commissioners about was providing some sort of a partnership with Purdue Extension has been helped with their hardware that they have that they're using for their classroom. And I work on their systems now in their classrooms. We look at them as not being part of the county. They're a percentage of the county, I guess. we want them to succeed. I would guess that the county is wanting them to succeed in, and to allow them to succeed, they're trying to bring in IDTech to actually do classes there. They also do other classes with Purdue Extension there. Their laptops, they have a lot of problems with their laptops. I've worked on them for years. They need new laptops. They don't really have the funds for that as of right now. I'm hoping that doing a partnership with them to help them get on their feet, that bringing in IDTech will actually help by bringing more money in, and they can be actually more self-sufficient at that point in time. I had brought up two different options of trying to help them. One of them was actually just buying laptops. The county would still use their IT department to work on their laptops, to install programs, so on and so forth if need be. So we'd be back in the same situation as we was with the laptops. I looked at going to ThinkClients, but they've been going to ThinkClients with the county at some point in time. That wasn't something that I looked at doing this year. I had enough stuff going on this year, so I didn't go that direction. Next year, I actually look at going to ThinkClients, part of the county next year. ThinkClients are a virtual desktop. I use a virtual desktop now. When I say a virtual desktop, if Sheila was at her desk and she was using a virtual desktop and she'd come upstairs, she would log in, she would have her desktop that she would have downstairs. I use my virtual desktop anywhere, wherever I am in the world, I could actually log into my virtual desktop and I have those things in front of me. Good point and bad point to that virtual desktop. One of the great benefits to it is we buy the hardware, which is ThinkClients. ThinkClients doesn't have moving hardware in it, except for the fans that are scattered inside of it. So the hard drives, there's no hard drives in it, but they last a lot longer, the actual hardware does. So what we're looking at is normally, I would say a PC lasting 4.5 years, that is their life of a PC. The ThinkClients, let's say that they're going to last 6 or 8 to 10 years. So at that point in time, we're looking at just purchasing software at that point so that you can actually log on to it. So it's cheaper in the long run. It's more expensive in the forefront to actually go to the ThinkClients, but it is cheaper in the long run. If we went with the ThinkClients, as I talked to the commissioners, what we ended up doing, we have the fiber connection between the Justice Center and the annex now. And what that would allow us to do is we would put the virtual servers or the virtual desktops right on our servers, and they would be allowed to actually log into those virtual desktops from where they are at Purdue Extension. If we go with the laptops, we're back in the same situation. It would end up being a little bit cheaper to go that route. If we went the laptop, I would suggest that we do something a little bit different with the laptops. With Purdue Extension, that was something I was talking to Natalie about, to actually make it where those last a little bit longer. But that's where I'm at. So I brought her, I was going to let her give her...
I'll put her in some clarification real quick, too. If we're talking about the learning lab, we're not talking about our office, so I want to make that very clear. Our learning lab is funded through soft funding, which is through a grant that we share in the every year. We're very fortunate through classroom like that in education that we've been awarded funding less than half than what we request. We run out on $5,000 or less a year. So our ability to actually purchase good quality machines to offer college-level courses, such as IDTech wanting to come in, is becoming challenging. So that is when, after I kind of pulled our meeting and talked to the commission a little bit, because we really think this partnership with IDTech and possibly other local colleges, if we have the room set up to handle Adobe Connect IDs and classrooms, group and have the right type of laptops. We offer a needed, but probably do not have a lot more educational opportunities, higher educational opportunities to our community. And we just feel that's invaluable. Ivy Tech, I know we brought that to you guys. Ivy Tech has met with us. I've been in, I've worked at the room with the facility as well. And we're hoping to offer these three courses. It'll be all Ivy Tech. It's not through pre-competition. We're just helping provide that space. As well. We still offer our learning lab classes, our students, like computer classes, professional editing classes. We do a lot of professional development for GalFab, GalBread, Plymouth 2, Community Bank, First National Bank of Norway. That's really where we're trying to do a lot of our in-house classes as well. But we are just really struggling with the laptop issue and our B3s just attaching them along because we buy three of the cheapest laptops you can buy, you know, every other year with the funding that we get from the grants. A lot of our funding goes back to teachers and curriculum development. We don't have a lot of money to put towards the technology. And so here's the Ivy Tech. And then here we stand with a bunch of mismatched new laptops after we can't load, you know, Microsoft Office to them. And that's where we kind of had a problem. So we brought our B&I together and we asked for him to look up some different quotes or see what might be available out there. When I detect every classes, there's a technology fee that we will come back to classes, we'll generate some funding as well. And that funding doesn't come, I don't believe we have it worked out all the detail, that funding doesn't come back to extension. That room is being used with those computers, that funding will come back here. I'm assuming that $60 is technology fee that I detect charges per student. And we're looking at 10 to 12 students, possibly 15, and possibly other three classes. You can kind of do the math to see that this will break even very quickly if all the classes are up this fall and you continue. So that's just a little background.
How many days a week and how often will the classes be?
We won't know until probably a little later this summer, but they will be. We are assuming basic like English 100 and Common 114, you know, your basic English communication psychology classes that are freshman with me that would usually transfer to any by any students locally around here. I've already had you called to my office because it was in the paper and a month or so ago. I've already had three calls asking what classes are they, and I'm an Ivy Tech student. I'm so excited about this. I might not have to drive to the Logan. So I know people are very interested as well. So.
You're looking for 10 kids
systems.
Does Ivy Tech just give you the $60 per student tech fee? That, and then they charge the individual for the.
All that registration is everything because it's their Ivy Tech classes. They're really just using from our easy ways in that space, which extension helps to manage or watch to a degree. And those traditionally are our equipment, our digital projectors, all that kind of stuff. That money, all that goes into the student tuition, and then they would then send us a check on if we need for the technology fees depending on how many students are interested in that class.
Now, she does have some, you know, I haven't talked to her about this yet, like, so I didn't get a chance to actually sit down and discuss this with her.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, she looks forward to it.
So much goodbye.
But, you know, she does have laptops there. It's not to say that. And I'm not trying to speak for anything that, you know, maybe we could utilize those in the county also. So it's not that, you know, we're giving her all this equipment and trying to get her on her feet, you know. I'm hoping that is a give and take. I know that the PR's office has asked for a laptop, and I know that we can use this laptop in the county. And so they do have some. I mean, they're not the best in the world, but, you know, I mean, we've got by with worse. Here in the county, so.
How many do you have now? You got five?
Laptops?
Yeah.
I think
we did 12. Yeah, 12 laptops. Okay.
They have 12. They got a couple with the hard drive. It's not working. We keep part of some of them to make the other ones work. They just went through their class here this week.
Yeah.
And last week. And, you know, we keep part of some to get those up and going so that they just get through this last class that they're having. So they really need to have some sort of help. And I'm hoping the county is able to help them with that.
I look at this seeing that it's not just for Purdue Extension, it's for the community. Community is who we're trying to work for, and I think that, you know, educating our community, helping out them, I think it would put a better light on that.
That stage is open for anybody to use, and I know that Chief Services have used it for digital meetings. Nathan has used it. Health Department has used it for meetings. Pretty extension has utilized it for area meetings. So we get to use it. We're very flexible. We just keep an eye on it, keep the door open when we change it, we're very ready. So it is free to the, you know, to the organization that wants to utilize it.
Questions for Nellie?
So this quote, where was that?
If we go with the laptop, it's cheaper. Like I said, it's cheaper to go with the laptop. If we go with the thin client, it's going to be somewhere around between $7,000 and $8,000 by the time we're done. The benefit with the thin client is, let's say that we have viruses or malware on the systems, or in the case right now, we've got two laptops that need to be reloaded so that the software is corrupt on it. On thin clients, the way these work is you put checkpoints on the system so that, let's say that we load QuickBooks on a checkpoint, we load Office on a QuickBooks on a checkpoint, or even just loading the system up, we make that a checkpoint. If for some reason we have malware, viruses, so on and so forth, or if the software gets corrupt, we can actually go back to those checkpoints and actually say, okay, shut your system off, now start back up, and now you're back up and going again. And that's one of the great benefits of going to the virtual desktop.
Well,
I thought
it was where and what budget were you thinking about doing?
I haven't, that's still, I would like to look at pulling this $8,000 out. I'm tonight going to actually ask for more money tonight and ask for an additional tonight. But that's after we get done with this meeting here. But I have money in my budget that I could cover that with it right now. I'm going to need help with by the county also to help refuel my accounts too, to feel that.
Yeah. I don't know all the relationship between, you know, the extension and the county and actually use
part
the money. Yeah, use the money to buy that stuff. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, that learning network is powered, yeah. There's only four learning networks in the state, and we have a new one of them. And if you first of you kind of remember, where ANZN Cloud Storage, that you can pay. That's my line for community education. People who classes ran out of there. There was a big grant from Sun Joyce Assembly. We used to help manage that from Camilla Cup. I mean, I used to want to go college to come home and teach classes through them. The grant went away. The leadership went away, and they turned and said, oh, Purdue Extension, you're here. Here's what's left of your laptop, here's our curriculum, what money we have left are going to the community foundation to start this endowment. And, it's going to be great, and establish the endowment cost kind of thing. So it's kind of selling our lap, per se. The other communities that still have something like this, It is a joint effort between the county and Purdue Extension. Purdue Extension tends to be the ones that kind of watch it, help take care of it, promote all those other classes on the side and stuff. This is a situation where, this is another different type of situation where we have a college coming into us and saying, hey, you have the room, it's accessible, it's a great space, and we need a place to offer college level courses, and can we make something work out? At this point, that room, if we had to show proof of liability, that had to come from this group because they came and asked for that there a few months ago. When it comes to the 5D type classes, that's not the 5D type in the county. That's kind of how I look at it. That room is owned by the county. It's our laptop and our digital projectors and our printer or whatever, that does change things a little bit. We can always make something work out. But that room still gets used, for our classes, for that learning network aspect of it as well. And if we need to, if a family can do more research on other counties and how they manage this relationship, I'm more than happy to do so. We're the smallest county that has something, we're the smallest learning network that's set up this way. And we're the only one that's pretty much independently grant. And that's like I said, they really do grant. If I stop writing that grant, that would go away. That room would go away, that technology would go away, and those educational opportunities would be gone for the community. So, you know, that's kind of, we're just at a crossroads here. We can either keep chugging along by, you know, the budget that's, you know, hanging on a shoestring and pass on the IDTech opportunity, or we really gotta look at what. And I'll continue writing that grant. I'll continue, you know, helping provide funding where that space would be a shared space between us and the county and improve that technology and stuff. So we have to kind of look at it.
Your parents just sound like if this were to proceed, that it would be something that I'd be able to continue to offer?
I believe so. As long as they get filled the classes, they would continue to offer it. I don't have, you know, a signed agreement. I don't know if that's what they do and stuff, but as long as there is interest and we're willing to provide the facility and be easy to work with, I think they would. They've been looking for this for years. They tried the Opera House. They tried other places, and they tried the school, and that didn't work out. They tried that. They were thinking about the Opera House one part. They just didn't want to dump the money into it. It literally, when Kevin Holtzig, the Chandler from Ivy Tech Blood Resort, came to visit the office, he was like, this is perfect. There's accessibility. There's a place of restrooms right here. It's a small space. It's a classroom space. You have the technology to a degree. You have a digital projector. I mean, you have the piece that you've been looking for this. So,
and why didn't work out the school?
They offered at one point some courses out of there, and I didn't pry because I think it was accessibility to the school and keeping parts of the school locked up and people staying in certain restricted areas and stuff like that. I think that part of the school has offered some digital type classroom stuff that it hasn't happened for years.
Well, I'm taking classes for two there for computer classes, you know, and I think it's a good idea, but if I can pet one of these computers, can they get the computers?
Well, and I mean, Tech is not one requesting the computers. I mean, this is something that when RD and I sat down, we said, they need to be able to get online, they need to be able to have systems that they can work on, you know, documents and things like that as they're working through these classes. And what we have is just not reliable.
So if we buy these computers, it might not make a difference to them?
And, well, I think it will make better efficiency, it makes better sense.
Well, I know, but we ought to ask them first.
Oh, I see.
Like, yeah.
Ask them
first
question.
I mean, they want them.
Yes. Well, the problem with it is that, I mean, I believe that they want to come here.
Will you please do that?
Like, I just want to ask them. I
would say I agree with Mike. Do some kind of commitment before we spend the money.
Well, the other thing that I just wanted to say, that part of it was, did you ask, well, I don't know if we could do that or not. You know, we give money to community foundations all the time. I mean, I know of one we just finally said, no, we're not going to give any more money to. But we give money to community foundations all the time. Why this would be any different? I guess that's it. I guess that's what I
guess. If we did something like, let's say, if you get a commitment from Ivy Tech, which means they would probably have to be committing so many students in the area, this council would be willing to help you out. Would that be sufficient, you think, to get everything going?
Well, I can definitely work with Ivy Tech and get a hold of them tomorrow and see if we can get department.
If we can get from doing that way we wouldn't be stuck with money without, you know, without
actually. Oh, no, I totally agree with that. I just want
to learn I think that would give the support that Ivy Tech would need if you had a county behind you.
That
was serious about it if you come in and you know, and pursue it. Yeah, that'd be good.
No, I'm
and Natalie, could you please tell me, is there anything available through the Community Foundation, through grants and such that we might be able to utilize in one way or another?
Well, because if we continue to get that PACE grant, even though that is housed at the Community Foundation, I have not had success in being awarded grant funding to support some of our funding and stuff. There is such as a ball grant cycle per se. Yes, I can write another grant for that. I just don't know if my chances are very good because we tend to be successful in getting a large grant later on in the year for the money network. And so I just can't keep funding it on grant funding kind of makes me a little nervous, and we're to the point like the grant I write in was over $10,000 for that. We get less than half of it, and we kind of limp along and make it work. And so it'd be great to be a little bit more self-sufficient to a degree we can offer better programming, sort of quality programming. But I will get a hold of ID Tech and we get for more information. When we get a confirmation, and we can definitely bring it back, okay?
Do you need the support from us now?
Yeah.
You want to do that, no?
Okay. I think we're all right.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it that way we're not doing it. Yeah, we're talking about three. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so I'm not done yet. I know we're way far behind tonight, so I'm not going to go through this pack that I have here in front of me. I'm going to leave you guys go through the packet yourself. I do want to, at the back of the page, last page of this, I had talked to the commissioners and got it okay with the commissioners. They approved the group technology to be able to pay them a $50 on-call rate. So when I put the group technology on-call, when I'm going to be out of town, July, the last week of July. I put Lori on call, the group technology on call, a few times throughout the year this year and probably last year. I haven't had him come in for anything. We haven't had him come in and do any work for us as an emergency rate. But what I felt on that was, you know, we're asking the group technology to go on call for us, not to actually leave. And you know, I'm going to be in Fort Wayne or I'm going to be in Florida, and we're expecting him to stay around here in case the sheriff's department has a problem or the network goes down and so on and so forth. I think that we should look at giving him a incentive for that. I looked at 50 hours a day that when I put him on call that he'd get paid whether he came in or not.
Did he ask for that?
No, he did not ask for that. That was something that I brought up. I don't feel that he should take it on call for us.
Yeah, but if you don't ask for it, why don't you give it to him?
You know, I just think that's wrong. I mean, don't you think that that's wrong? That I'm going to ask you to go on call.
Not at all.
And you, yeah, no, it's not his job.
It's my job.
Oh, well, I'm going to say that it isn't his job because he doesn't work for the county.
Yeah, but he gets paid when he does, huh?
Right, but put him on call.
I don't agree. If you didn't ask for it, you couldn't ask.
That's fine.
I know we had blocks and everything else before for 3M. Did you put any money in there in your budget for last year?
I have money for that.
Okay.
I have money to pay him for that. That's not why I come in front of the board. I come in front of the board to ask for that. I try not to spend the money that I just free will and just throw the money out there. You guys look at my budget that I have. I believe everything you find on there that I had purchased is something that you guys would have approved of. The only thing that the council and I disagreed on was the iPad that we looked at purchasing for the county highway. If you look on there, we did purchase the iPad. It wasn't paid by the IT department. It was paid by the county highway. Because you guys disagreed with purchasing this. So I do try to follow what you guys are asking me to do. And like I said, if you guys look through my budget or the things that I have purchased, I don't think you guys will find anything on there that you guys would not approve of.
So you're asking us to approve a $50 per day on call for Tuesday night?
I am.
Can you talk to Willie all about that?
I have. I mean, it's an incentive for him to do it. I mean, he could tell us, you know, without having some sort of setup, and just the way that I look at it, he's like, you know, I'd like somebody else to do it.
Does he have other businesses that he takes care of that he would have to have someone there on call, and how does that handle?
They don't even know we're 24/7 here, so. I mean, so, I don't know if he has any other businesses.
But this $50 a day would be in addition to the block that we...
We don't have a block anymore. We use that block. I know I'm going on vacation, so I'm leaving Sunday, and I'm going back till Thursday. So he'll be on call from Sunday to Thursday. When I get back, I'll be back on Friday through the weekend. So, you know, I can't tell how many days or weeks. I
mean, well, I'm trying to get a ballpark deal.
2 weeks?
I get 1 week this year, yeah.
Okay, when you get, assuming you get 2 weeks, and that'd be 14 days, pushing 12 days, you know, that's 20 days.
You gotta remember that I've got top time, that my I got top time.
Right. I was trying to figure out how much time. I mean, I'm not saying you can have time off, but I'm just trying to figure out how much we would have to cover, you know.
I try not to bring him in for anything. I mean, and I tell you, if you'd asked me this in December, I was afraid to leave the building. And I told you guys this. I mean, you know, we had servers go down. We didn't have backups. We didn't have drives. You know, I'm pretty confident in our network anymore. I'm confident in our drive. I'm confident in our servers. And that's all a big part of you guys allowing me to have that money to spend to get us up to where we need to. I can say that, you know, hey, you know, Willie's not going to be able to, he's not going to have to come in at all for those 5 days. But I can't say that. I mean, so I would say, so I'm running around here still, just doing odd insects.
Did we ever discuss, Sheriff, did we ever discuss having one of your people as a backup?
There was some discussion, I think, with RB when he first proposed it. I don't think it's any further.
I don't think you guys understand what the IT department does. I don't think you guys do, and I was very...
The only reason I brought that up is because we talked about it, because it mostly had to do with, I mean, a vast majority of it would probably be related to the sheriff's office.
Right. Well, the problem being with 24/7 would be the sheriff's department. But if you have a server go down or have server issues, there's nobody that's going to be able to actually take care of it. And that's something that happens.
So you're concerned that Willie would he agree to then have himself or somebody available 24/7 when you're gone?
Yeah.
I mean, that would all be part of it.
Yeah.
We called him up and said, oh, I can. I got to hang over this morning with my buddy that I got watching the film fishing.
Right. Well, he agreed.
It was just like paying $1,000 the rest of the year, and one day we need him, he don't show up, you know?
Right. Well, we're only paying him if he's on call for it.
Here's on 30 days at $50. That's $1,500 that we're paying for maybe not even using
it.
Right. No, he'll be there if we call him, you know.
I totally agree with you. But on the other side of it is, you know, if you don't put him on call, and this is my feeling, you know, right. He hasn't told me this. Yeah, so don't say that I'm putting words in his mouth, because I'm not.
Right.
But he has no ties to the county. Come here and do anything for us. He doesn't. I mean, he's an outside contractor.
Right.
He's an outside contractor. And, you know, maybe we should be looking for other outside contractors or somebody else to actually do that.
We have
no factual. Right. We don't have anything to contract with him.
I talked to him first. of the industry. I talked to him too, what he had to say about it. Just tell him your concerns. I'm sure they were, you know, some of them they have to be.
Well, I mean, I have talked to him about it. I mean, he would be happy to ask for to receive something from the county.
Well, he'd be happy to receive more from the county. I guess if he would be willing to do it without fees, and if he is fees, it's like to say, if we do this, then these days, and will he accept it through every time he asks? I mean, how bad would you set up? You have to give the date a month ahead of time, or, because you're going to be sick someday, and you're stuck without anybody, and Willie is on vacation, because he wasn't planning on you being sick. I don't know, there's a lot of stuff that he'd have to make sure somebody was there on his part, and then he might have to pay somebody, they're going to be available, I don't know,
I totally agree with you. I
think we'll make sure that he's going to commit, honor the commitment to do something like that.
Okay. Well, I know they will. I've already talked to them about that, but that's fine. If you guys
think we need a contract, then have the commissioners to sign a contract on that. And I think if we give them the money, then you need to have proof that he can be there.
I actually talked to legal about it already. The commissioners agreed to go ahead and do that. I talked to legal. Legal told me that there was a couple different ways. Legal told me to go ahead and create a contract up and we'll sign it, and I said, maybe you should look at my contract first. And he said, yeah, I think you look at it first and then go ahead and have Will sign a contract on that. So I have talked to legal about it also.
Okay.
But, I
have got money in your account.
I do have money in my account, whatever that for consulting fees. But I want the council to be happy about that situation. I keep thinking back, and I cannot believe that the county or the council would expect. I mean, I guess what I would do is expect you to come and be on call for me. Expect you to go out for nothing. I mean, I don't know. I think that's wrong.
Typically what you do is if you have an emergency, you have to have somebody come up. You pay a fee. You have to ask for it. But I'm not going to pay, a furnace guy $50 a day just so he can come out and work my furnace without me.
No.
I mean, that's what you expect. And you didn't even expect the church to come out. But, whatever the council thinks, commissioners, you got the money in your budget to do it.
Why do you feel
like right? The protection and Willie will do it, and that's what it takes to get it done.
Right. I understand that, and it goes back to the iPad situation. I'm wanting your guys' approval for that, because I don't want you guys to think that I'm just spending money. You're like, I'm not trying to just outspend money. So, like I said, I haven't said anything that I don't think that either you guys wouldn't approve of. So. And that's why I'm running you guys tonight.
Any questions for RRB?
So do you need to make a motion to approve it?
I think we're going to go back and
at least make sure that
he's got the
contract or something.
To do that, actually, I think it's courtesy of letting us know about it.
Okay.
The commissioners would be the ones to make that decision.
Isn't that vote payroll? You pay somebody not to work? You got to ask your legal advisor that. You can ask me all you want, I don't care. I'm just saying, you can't come back out to work, is it gross payroll?
Well, I'm going to say from the hospital standpoint, we're on call. If I pick up extra on call, I'm on call at $2 an hour, whether I get called in or not. So I get that, I understand that. When you have somebody who's there, and if I get called in, then I get called in.
I would have laughed at it, too, but just by the way that you came out with it.
And you said you clocked it. You talked to legal.
Yeah, I talked to legal.
Okay. But Willie never wanted it to begin with. He never asked for it. Why do you give people stuff? No wonder the county's broke. We give people money that doesn't even ask for it. I mean, it's just stupid.
For heaven's sake, I keep thinking that it's the right thing to do. I mean,
so why?
The county would want to do the right thing instead of.
We're so broke as tax money. We're broke. Don't you want a raise? Don't you want a new courthouse? How about spend it and keep giving $50 away every day?
That's why I came for you guys.
Well, that's my opinion. You guys, nobody else. That's us, dude. We're broke. Go to the county council meeting Saturday and you'll find out we're going to be broker.
Is it more broke? I understand that I have money in my budget, but, you know, I'm going to be coming up in front of you guys for money again for my budget here soon.
I would like to pursue more, we talked about this before, RB, about someone being trained in the sheriff's department that can kind of fill in for you, because there's a department that really needs a 24-7.
Yeah, if that's the case, if you're going to have some training, then we need to actually put them in the school and be trained in servers and network and PC repair and software. If that's the case.
I don't know if anybody there is qualified or has
I'm just giving you my opinion. Because
I only thought about
it. It helps me that you guys actually, and I say you guys as a whole, I don't think you guys understand that IT people actually go to school for 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is, to do this job. And, you know, what I guess I'd like you guys to do is come out and show me where a switch is or a router is or how you plug one in. For heaven's sakes. I mean, I don't expect the sheriff's department to know that. That's not what their job is.
But I guess I get what Jay's saying, too, is that just like the furnace person, if he's going to get called in and then he gets paid, and he gets probably paid a little bit more money.
That's fine. I don't have a problem doing that. But if, at the case that happens, since we are 24-7, we're 911, and we have a system go down. Willie is in Chicago, and I'm in Florida. I don't know if you guys are going to call.
But it's Willie.
Maybe we can find somebody else.
You're right.
But you're right. We said there's somebody that does Mike County, but if there's somebody that does Cass County, and Jackson County,
I totally agree.
Is there anything that says Willie's the only one right now, or that anyone from the group technology that has great criteria?
There's somebody else working there as a tech right now. And that we're willing to switch it over.
So I guess we probably do need to get something in writing.
We have a contract drawn up. We're going to claim for on-call stuff. You know, I'm not getting that sure.
I guess what I was getting at is I'm going to Lenny in the end of July. So if Willie decides that he's going to go to Chicago that day, or he's not going to be around, you guys aren't going to be covered. Because I know I'm not going to be here.
Maybe you can find some other county that you can do that.
But we have to have something set up regardless. I mean, so now that we know, I mean, that you know that you're going to be taking, you know that you're going to be taking a vacation, so you would have started to get this set up with Denver. So we can just get something in writing that says we'll work, the, you know, work out the details as far as the thing is concerned. You have to have our people about a month in advance.
Which he doesn't have a problem with, because he's already got that, those dates scheduled to cover the county. I mean, I say it this way, I go to breakfast with him every Tuesday morning. We just have different things. I try to keep him up to date with what we're doing here at the county so that if something was to happen, he could come in and take care of it. Right now, I don't have anybody else. I mean, to do that. I mean, I don't have anybody that's knowledgeable enough right now in the county that I know of to come in and do something in the county.
I think we need to find somebody, RV. You know, every county has 911, and every county has the same problem that we have. I just look in to see what
other they do. Most counties have 2 IT people in their county. If you look at Stark County, they have 2. If you look at Marsh County, they have 2. So on and so forth. They pretty much have 2 IT people in their county.
Well, if you can verify
that. We can get that Stark County, and it's like that hell call.
I both surely aren't going to take off at the same time. I'm not here to argue with you guys about it. I just...
I said let's talk with him about a contract and we'll see if other options. We're about 50 people.
Well, I'm going to let look. I'm going to let you mind.
I get contracts together and everything like that, or being as loaded as you can hold and we'll find it.
Especially if you're
coming
one. Right. I apologize. I'm trying to do the right thing for him.
Well, you're not working for everybody.
Okay,
else, sir.
Yes, that, I would like to request an additional.
We've got it.
Oh, there we have it.
Yeah.
An additional also of $30,000. I gave you guys where I'm at with my budgets right now. Right now, I'm at $20,000 in my what I call my main fund. Normally, what I would do with the commissioners, I went through a whole presentation, which that presentation is in front of you guys. Where we're at with everything that we have purchased. That $30,000 that I would be receiving, the county may end up getting that back. You know, we have different projects still coming up yet this year. Some things that we still need to finish up on. Like I said, I've got $20,000 still sitting out there. But we have, as you guys know, we have paperwork coming up. We've got Laserfish. That the prosecutor's office is actually start just getting ready to start over there, which we're going to have some fees yet from that. We have the surveyor's office also going to be going to that. So there's different fees that are still coming up. We're looking at, I just sent an email out Sunday to the judicial branch here in Suffolk County, that they are actually looking at going paperless. Now, they would be using the same systems that we're using. They might be looking at CSI, which is the system we have now, or go with the state systems, which is Odyssey. But there's going to be some costs in there probably for that also. That's going to probably come back on IT to actually...
We can get that in the law book, huh?
That's not good to me. I'm looking at this year, we went with virtual servers this year. Where the savings at with virtual servers is, just for instance, we have one server that we have paid somewhere around $6,000 for that. We have four servers actually running on that now. If you look at buying four servers individually, let's say just that 4,000 piece, which is pretty cheap servers, that's $15,000. So we save $9,000 by going to virtual servers. We go to virtual servers. We bought our data drives now, which do our backups and do our scheduled drives that actually mount to these virtual servers, so on and so forth. But it would be nice to actually purchase another server this year. The whole concept of a virtual server is if one is going down that has four servers on it, you can actually migrate those over to another server, or if that server is crashed, you can take those virtual servers and throw them on another server, and now you're back up and going. So we're right now, in December, we're down 2.5 days, and it was likely that we had a server sitting here on site at that point in time. Because if we wouldn't have, we could have been a week or a week and a half out waiting to get a server back.
We have our backup. I know one time we talked about how we still have backup.
Yeah, we have great backups now. We're
extra computer in case somebody crashes or something. We actually have one. You can use.
We do. Yeah, we do have one. Yeah.
You have just one now.
Yeah,
just one. Yeah. I didn't know. I know we were talking about maybe one or two keeping them on the.
We have one. Yeah,
I guess, and I'm not picking on you in any way, but what is it that you need right now out of this $30,000? Because this sets a precedent for other departments to come and say, well, I probably won't spend all of this, but I'm going to ask for
it. Well, no, and that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is under the IT, let's say that we have a server crash or so on and so forth, it's very expensive.
Right.
And for, the only other way that I would have
we can handle that. If it's an emergency, we can have that in an emergency.
Because additional, then every person is coming. I mean, it's saying,
You haven't done that for other departments, they call me up.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. But like I said, you know, I mean, with TC and so on and so forth, at the end of the year, it seems to get more crazy than the actual
But you're okay right now if you'd like to move forward.
Right now I'm at 20,000. You know, I just want to make sure that I have enough to, because why I say that is when I started in September, it took me from September to basically February before I could even start doing anything. And I don't want to, you know, right now we're at, you know, July, June, you know, we only have 6 months. I don't want to get into a position where it's going to take me 4 months to be able to get any money to actually keep going.
Well, yeah, but Jason,
that's the
first time somebody would come to him.
Exactly.
In
a
situation.
Well, I go to Sheila, and then she'll call me up. I'll say, yeah, we need to do that. And if you guys say no, then you'll just tell me to do it.
They come to get a black bourbon.
You'll get your black bourbon.
Yeah, they free meal.
Workout machine, they want to come to
a table.
You're not buying a $15,000 sign anytime soon, are you?
Well, you know, we have labor fish yet that I haven't paid for. I don't know what we're going to have to pay them yet, just because.
So you got $20,000 in your fund, right?
I have $20,000 in my fund.
And you have commitments?
I have commitments up to another, I think, $6,000, I think, right now.
Okay, now your payroll, does that come out of that $29,200?
That's
just for your
IT side.
IT side.
Yep.
What about the sign here?
The sign is something that maybe we could look at if we decide to go with Purdue Extension to actually generate business for community, so on and so forth. It's just something I'm just throwing out.
Okay, I didn't ask very much. Well, what's the council want to do? He wants 30 grand. He's got money in the bank for in his account right now. What do you think? We could advertise for July 11th for our next meeting.
I would say if we can hold off, and if you come next month and you've got more bills,
I don't have a problem with that. Let's just make a motion and table this till next month.
I got one more thing. The maintenance, the matrix for IT department. I would like to have you guys revisit that. If you would please look at the dollar amount for that. I know that I don't have any employees, but there's no way that you would actually hire an IT person for even your 20 year wages you have on there.
Okay, and I don't know what we discussed with that because I don't know if it was so we can Alex, are you okay if I keep throwing you and I into this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the council okay with that? If while we're looking at EMS?
Well, right now, though, we're not looking hard enough.
Not at all.
Right. So I don't know what kind of redundant situation, though. You need to look at his wage and maybe that.
Actually, his wage in the same way. This was done before any of that came up, anyway.
Yeah, you know, or,
You're specifically talking about if you would get any employees.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, and we can hold on from
that.
Yeah, when time comes, we can look at that.
Well, I just think that was very, very, I don't want to say, demeaning
what you know.
I would for you guys to just take it out there all together.
Oh, I didn't know there was even one at that time.
Yeah, okay. $27,000, I think, is what it is for bringing an IT person in. I think that is very, very.
Okay.
For my profession.
Okay.
spelled. Then we'll look into it.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll be through the line.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for putting us on the agenda. Basically what we've done is we visited the commissioners last week, and the hospital's going through some volume increases for the last few years, and we've seen a lot of growth, and we're needing some additional space to accommodate that additional growth. What we're doing is we're planning for some expansion. We included some plans, except for so they can see some of what we've got in mind. Part of that is to, or take that expansion, is to be exploring financing options with local banks, seeing what they would want to be involved in. We kind of settled on the USDA loan. And part of that loan is they request a component is the community support component. So what we've been asking for is a pledge of support that doesn't bind the county financially in any way. Basically what it says is that to evidence the lack of a more hospital account that feels those projects will positively impact our ability provide health care and care. Basically said, we agree that this is a good thing to be able to expand. We talked about some additional rooms, putting one of the procedure rooms back in the medical office area, so we have some operating room space so we can actually minimize some operating wait times that we may have if we can take care of our staff. So we're just basically looking for our supply and support from the council in that way, it's not a request for any funds or anything like that.
I'll make a motion for a letter of pledge of support for the Black Paramore Office. Here we go, a motion second for a letter of support to request a mayor hospital on the budget for that.
All right. I have a question. Do I show the same? Because I'm okay.
Why not? I would. You can escape.
Okay, I would.
That has no answer to most of the areas. Are you going to draft the letter up?
I've got two of them coming. That way, one of them needs to be given to them and one to back to me.
All right. Oh, yeah.
You already got the letter, huh?
Yes, it's already.
Oh, you've got them coming. Okay. All right. Anything else, sir?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sorry you guys
John, are away. Did I give you a copy of it?
No, it's all copy yet.
You were.
No problem.
You want to take it off?
Yes.
We have a request to put on Star City. Oh, you want to get a copy of the award? So after we look for an individual to fill out positions?
Yeah.
Stand up, take the name, but we know which are and.
I'm Laura Wheeler, and I am requesting to be appointed to the Star City School.
So moved. Can we get a motion second to approve Laura Wheeler on the Star City Sewer Board as the County Council Representative? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you. I'm sorry,
I
got the
address. Roger.
I can't believe
we're leaving
already. Yeah,
I know.
I do have a question. Can you know, serve on that board and she's obviously auditor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she won't be able to in January, right?
Why?
Because she's an elected official.
It doesn't matter, does it?
I think so.
You can't have two elected offices. She does not, is not elected, she's appointed.
I'm appointed to the board.
I'm appointed a lot.
Yeah, I'm appointed a lot.
Okay. What's the question?
It's the county council representative on the board, but this is the county council appointing that. If she wants to do it, I'm sure she'll do a good job.
Okay.
But somebody says otherwise, we'll leave it if we did.
Okay. This question that was brought to me was the last meeting.
Appreciate
it. Does she live
in Star
City? Huh? Does she live in Star City?
I have no idea.
Does she live in Star City?
No.
They don't have to live in Star City?
Yeah, they have to be in the sewer district.
No.
Did it have to be in a sewer
district? What does the sewer district entail?
Sure.
It's got to be just the town.
Not
and she does not live in town. But several, there was people...
Walter Craig?
Hang on just a minute. There was a person from Thornville.
Walter Craig?
Yeah. Just a crock up.
But you have to even... I thought you had to own property in the district.
You got to want to do it, I guess. It's about all it knows.
Well, all right. We'll leave it as it is. But I thought you had to... I thought you actually had to own property in the zoned area or whatever.
Maybe you should, but they haven't honored it.
I don't think you have to live there. I think you have to prompter. Whatever. All right. Jerry? There's something getting you guys worn out before I come up here. Or before I got in. If you would just read that Dale Chapman little book for you, that was something that we've gotten dinged on for several years on our, by our jail inspection, so I don't want to hesitate for this. I promise very much to have it done. You know, if you don't want to read it all, basically what it says is that the jail is understaffed by about 5 physicians. So I'm not going to ask you for that, but what it does is it kind of protects me a little bit, I think, is if I go to get sued by somebody because we're short-staffed, the commissioner and you know that we're short-staffed, so it's just not me laying out there for all of us together.
So,
put together by this Mr. Bill Wilson? Yeah. He works for the IFA, Indiana Sheriff Association. He's the jail expert for Indiana. Just so you sleep easy at night, he'll tell you when he's up here doing his jail inspections. There's one jail in the state of Indiana for his staff. And that's probably Monroe County. So, right now our numbers are pretty low. We're getting the job done, but there's some things that I do kind of worry about. With the jail staff, and we'll try to address those in the budget, and we'll have those discussions then. But I just want you guys to have this information anywhere I was coming from, I guess. I've got, 1, 2, 3, 4 transfers. The first one is we want to take from the work release and transfer to jail salary and overtime. To the overtime assistant jail commander under this money was put in line item. This money was put into a line item for additional salaries to the jail commander and use of matrix. That money is not needed in that line item. So we're wanting to move that to jailer salary, and that's probably to cover some overtime. We've been short some jailers.
Got it on here. The service contract for overtime dispatch?
Yes.
You got your jail salary assistant commander and you got 911?
The 911, that's to cover that recorder that we talked about. That's part of that. Right now when one of the consoles over there actually records calls coming in, so we got jammed up a couple times. People called and said, hey, I need a recording, you don't have it because it come in on one side that's not working. I've been trying to lay the groundwork with you guys here for several months on this dispatch center. It needs some work. And we've got electrical engineers in there most of the week this week looking at just getting it grounded properly. And they're talking about stuff that, to be honest with you, I don't know a lot about. We're talking about halos and lightning protection to protect the employees if something gets struck by lightning. They've got to run ground out of the building over to this tower that we work off of. And, I don't know. They haven't come back with a price yet. It's just to get it properly grounded.
Not that wire is expensive.
Need to do something with that sprinkler too. You don't want that going down. Something like that's not right.
go over the, yeah, there's some, yeah, some of that stuff you guys talked about, I agree with you totally.
Why do they leave it like that?
Well, I think that the, I remember a meeting where the commissioners talked about putting that into a room. You know, right now it's just a wire cage.
Right.
And when you look, there's two sprinkler heads right over all that server equipment, all that paper that we're talking about that's stored in the basement, that's all under sprinklers. So, you know.
I don't know, I guess these sprinklers maybe need to be this electrical, maybe that's the place the fire could start, but in another, you know, somebody did hand come in, you can leave all that stuff.
Well, anything else, Jared?
You know, these are all transfers. I want you to be aware of the one is we had a car totaled in a deer accident. It was the 2013 or 14, I think, Charger, and so we're down a vehicle. The insurance has come and looked at it, and they're going to give us, I think, about $12,000. I found $8,500. And then I was going to take $8,500 for the commissary to make up the difference and get another vehicle to replace that one. So I don't want anybody here sitting thinking that I'm trying to, you know, I agreed not to buy any vehicles, and that's what I want to do, but this one's totaled and I need one, so.
And that's that $16,500 that you have on your...
Well, that's just to cover, that's for the EMA. That's why I'm getting back to you guys. There's another one in there. I can't remember what...
Oh, okay, vehicle, gotcha. Okay.
And then with animal control, there's some transfers, but that's all within his budget. We'll always give some of that money back because he has only really funded for like 13 hours a week, and he does a lot more than that, so we just transfer money out of other line items in his budget. But
get your vehicle yet for the EMA?
That's all the EMA. All done, and we're going to get the same pickup if you guys agree to the transfers to replace the total car. It'd be the same pickup that we got to replace what the EMA did. We get it in bronze or 27 something.
You need 10 miles and all that car for them? $150,000
for your... Oh, it had
$110,000.
Well, that's not too bad. Deputies do about $50,000 a year.
So. Any questions for the sheriff?
I think I got all of them. I wanted to make sure he's aware of that car was left, which is great. I was trying to.
I'm going to make a motion to approve all the transfers as presented.
Yes, very good.
Okay, that includes Gadget 911?
Yes, all of these on this page.
Okay.
There should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Okay, Gadget 911.
Oh, and then there's some in here for the dog.
Yeah, over $5,000 for the animal control officer.
Yeah.
Is that one too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your transfer.
And then there's...
Okay. So then we'll have prison reimbursement, that's incarceration.
Work release.
Okay, statewide 911, the Gadget, the animal control. And then your county general from the sheriff, which are 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 items in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 items. Okay. And then we can just throw in the advertisements. No, that's the 16.5 was an additional. We can throw that in there too for the sheriff if we had already approved.
I don't have any additional. I've got all the transfers.
You do have one additional.
Is that with EMA?
No, it was the additional request for $16,500.
That's the EMA truck.
To put it into the motor vehicle. You did that last month.
So that's what you're calling the additional, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was approved.
But that's what you gave me a letter for.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I got a personal goal not to ask you for additional, but I understand that because
Well, we have some
other than that. It's not a great goal.
I'm trying to do, if it's a transfer, everybody told me that's better for you guys than that.
Well, it is.
So that's why I'm trying to.
Second, the motion. Okay. You got all the things that are covered. The motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
Okay, now a question. Which are you doing the transfer? Are you doing the disc?
We did all of them. That was thrown in, right?
I already have a motion of second on the transfer, but I don't on the additional.
He threw in the additional, the one additional on the
transfer. Sure.
He's got two. He's got this
one. Oh, this one in there. I missed that one. We make another motion for that. Well, let's see any motions. Any questions? Do we have any questions on the miscellaneous one, additional? We put it in there. You want to take a second to stop that?
Yeah, I'm looking for that one. I don't see it. It's not a lot of it.
21,000. Well, that was for the vehicle.
It was the doors in the jail are in the
rear. Takes a long for it to get in front of the ass, but that long time ago.
You did.
That's the lock in the jail.
Alright, I remember that.
We've got several.
Right.
We've got one really important door in the sally port that's not working. I don't know who did it, but somebody did some welding on that door that ruined it, and it had to be rebuilt.
Yeah, we just have to.
Yeah,
that one.
But
anyway, we got
a question. The misdemeanor fund is that fund that can only be spent on the jail.
Okay, so that will entail the two appropriations, the two additional.
Okay, you got everything covered with this right now.
Well, who made the motion and the second on the 15-5?
No.
You made the motion?
No, I made it.
You made it, and then Mike seconded it. Okay. And then who's doing it on the misdemeanor?
Same.
I'll make the motion to approve the additional for $21,000 from this unit.
Second. Can we get a motion and second for the $21,000 from this unit fund? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
Sheriff. And then you will be needing some money, you say, for the other to replace this other vehicle. You're going to use that as a transfer, you think? Or?
Yeah, I've done all that with transfer. I split it. I did a transfer, and then I'm going to pay the other rest of it out of commissary. I think it's about 27 for the new vehicle, and you got like maybe 10 or 11 for the. I had to make up 17,000 for it to get out of the total of that car sitting in the lot, so it came up to 8,500 a piece, so I took 85 from the commissary and then the transfer.
Okay.
And a lot of this money, where it's coming from, it's our jail numbers have been so low, we budgeted for 70, and we've been right between 40 and 50, so that's where we're transferring. Then the other is coming from gas. I think we budgeted like for $3 or $4 gas, and it's only been a couple bucks, so that's where it's coming from, the majority of it.
Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Councilman McClay, I don't want to cut you short.
Nope, I understand you long enough.
Okay, but I don't want to cut you short.
No, no, for you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
Have a good evening.
Same to you.
It can only get better.
That's right. We're at least headed home, aren't we?
You know, we're not quite yet. We're even close.
Thanks,
man. Yep. On the council minutes, I've got two issues. This was on May 9th. I had the motion to establish use and reimbursement of petty cash fund, which was for the Sheriff's Department. The motion was made by Mike T to approve. I have no clue who made the second one. Number one, I couldn't hear. And number two, on the tape, if there's so much noise going on, you can't hear. So I have no idea who made that second motion.
Yeah,
I did.
Roger.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I have it on another issue, appointment to the Star City Sewer Link District. I had a motion made by Doug Roth to appoint Laura. Did somebody second it, or what did you guys do?
Today?
No. This was on the May 9th meeting.
I think we said we better ask her first.
She was here. She accepted it. I don't remember.
Did you guys, were you going to look into something and it nobody seconded it, or?
I didn't second it, I know that.
Okay.
What was the deal with that?
I know it was brought up, and I know Jeff made the motion to appoint her. Was she going to look into it, or? Because she was here at that meeting.
I don't know if
you
know.
Okay.
She's appointed to the board now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, then I'll just mark it out.
What was the motion?
To appoint Laura Weaver to the Star City Sewer District.
Well, then we evidently didn't get a second or something, because if we didn't vote on it, I know we didn't deny her.
Okay. There were two items that I had that was on here that...
If she wouldn't have been here tonight, she got approved.
Okay.
Do you have all those abatements? You probably need to do something with those, right? Now, they don't, this one for Plymouth, too, right? Is it on the...
On the tax abatement?
Yeah, the tax abatement.
I apologize to the board. I was going to make copies of this, but there's confidential information on some of these, and we can't make copies of it. One is personal property and one is real estate.
We still need the... We've got some more items to discuss. We got prosecutor, right, DMA.
Which one do you want to finish out? The transfer first?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get the transfer done.
Okay, prosecutor, internet to the law book. Commissioner, inmate to internet service. On the internet service, there's not even enough to make this month's bill. EMA, she's transferring equipment, and that's it on those.
$300 on the law books. Internet services, they need more money for that. That's the only one without having any questions. Anybody have any questions on any of this? Maybe?
No.
Okay. So I entertain a motion to approve these three transfers.
So moved.
I'll second.
So we got a motion and a second to approve the prosecutor, the commissioners, and the EMA transfers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
There was a transfer of appropriation put in at the very last minute because I almost forgot it. I've been working with the prosecutor trying to get the victim's assistance issue straightened out. And because she's full-time and she's got benefits, we are paying items out of four different funds for this employee. At the last meeting, he transferred money from within his prosecutor budget. No, he asked for an additional within his prosecutor budget to make the in-kind match for the victim's assistance. We put it in prosecutor's budget. We can track it, but it'll be a lot harder to track because it's strictly for the grant. I called the state, and the state said they recommended that we transfer the money into the local grant match and then transfer it into victim's assistance fund. The $2,500 has to be a cash match. And so you have a sheet that is like this, and there should be a letter attached to it that explains, this has kind of been a nightmare because he's not getting enough money from the grant to pay her full time. And so you guys are approving the transfers and stuff, but to keep everything straight and make sure that we've got it all, so we have to send all these reports in.
So what do you need from us on this?
I need approval to transfer the 25, the $2,500 to grant that within prosecutor's budget, and then we will write a check out of prosecutor's budget and receive it into victim's assistance.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
You'll get a motion a second. Tom seconds the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did we get the debate the federal way? I thought we signed already. I'll accept the one for Plymouth too.
Okay. Do you want to make the motion for them?
Please. Somebody.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
With the exception of Plymouth too?
Yes.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second to approve the base assessment with the exception of the one for the Plymouth 2 company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
The rest of the additional appropriations, we have the prosecutor asked for $3,000 for transcripts and depositions. And the public defender is coming, they need $17,746 for public defender. And pre-trial diversion is the summer group and the group insurance. The group insurance and pre-trial is what's going to pay the victim's assistant employee's insurance. And these were, the legals have all been done on them, and now it's up for your approval to sign.
Did you have letters that were with those, or did you?
Yes. You want to see them all?
No.
Are you, they're right here.
I just want to make sure. That, okay.
Yes. And you should have received them when you were known. Always remember, I do send everything to you except what I receive usually today, but I've always got all the originals, so don't ever hesitate to ask for them.
And there was no way to find any money in their budget for those things. I think that was so I prefer that they come back after appointment.
He was here.
And talked about it?
Yes, because these are... With
oh, the last meeting?
Either the last meeting or the one before.
Sorry.
Because there's a couple in here that they had to run twice. While you're signing, I want to remind you all, Saturday, June 18th, is your state call county council meeting. It promptly starts at 8:45. It's in the marquee room at Shelbyville, Indiana.
Did I give them any money to go to that?
Yes, all you gotta do is tell me what produce your bills and we'll get you checked for your hotel.
Sheila?
And your registration. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna have to consult with our CDC director on this.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm gonna have to consult with Nathan on these. I got four of them from the tube here, and I'm not sure which one is the one they're not in compliance with. I want to make sure.
Can I help you with that?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Jeff has it, but it should be the resolution number 10/2011. And it's for personal property. The personal property is the one with the issue.
10/2011. Mm-hmm. That's this one right here, I believe. Okay. There's two on the 10. This is the personal property portion of this.
That's what
that's
is
real estate
not compliant.
Personal property. Yeah.
Okay, so the real estate improvement is okay to go with, but the personal property is the one that has any questions. Correct.
I don't think the real estate are eligible. Jeff can speak to that.
So both of them are not eligible?
You can talk up because of past appeals.
Pardon?
Because of past appeals.
okay? So both of them were not set up for that year. Okay, so both of them were, they didn't comply with either one of these two years.
Well, I think what Deb is saying, because they have appealed to real estate before through our property tax assessment board of review, that would be why that one should not be approved as well.
Okay. Okay, I'll deny these two men, and if they have questions, we can talk about it. But thank you. Thank you for being here.
I'm hoping you got a letter from me via email.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because we put in there that we did contact each of these folks that had them, and if they weren't compliant, all of them but this one worked at getting compliant.
Okay.
But may I ask another question?
Absolutely.
While we're talking about the evasion. I think it's the back of the SB1 for the personal property had not been completed by the council. Is that something that while you're all still in office at some point might be able to be completed so we know the intent down the road?
Yeah, that was, let me get down here.
Okay.
Galbraith, you said the one that's been?
This one's Galbraith.
Galbraith.
And it's personal property. And yes, they just have one personal property.
Galbraith LLC?
Yes. And they're in their first year of the engagement.
Okay. And your question and answer is?
Back at the SB1 of the personal property return, hasn't been filled out by the council to show what your intent was for them.
Okay, so it's not in that plan, right?
I still need a motion on those three additional that haven't been approved yet, or whatever you're going to do.
For the prosecutor?
Pardon?
For the prosecutor?
One for the prosecutor of $3,000, one for public defender for the Superior Court of $17,746, and one for pretrial diversion prosecutor, summer intern $22,500, and group insurance $7,000.
Any questions on those?
So moved.
Second.
So we get a motion and second to approve the balance of the additional, which would be the prosecutor, the supplemental public defender, and pretrial diversion.
I will remind you that on the supplemental public defender, he's using that fund because that's all it can be used for, and he's saving town general. So.
Okay, good. Okay, we got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You got some transfers too, right?
Yep, you did all them.
The June 13th, all those, you got a second page here, health benefits and everything?
Yes, I had the second page and you made a motion.
I understand.
That was on transferring.
Okay.
The only other thing I have is the public library. I sent this all to you. It's Judy Heater who has faithfully served as one of the representatives, and you're requesting that she serve another term. She's eligible for another 4-year term.
Just for the public library board?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to appoint Judy Heater.
respected as library board.
Second.
We've got a motion by Tom, second by Alex, for two years to the library board. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Two opposed, two opposition? Okay. Motion carried.
Roger, opposed?
Yes.
And Mike.
And so did Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think my district would like that at all. Since they closed the dairy farm, that wasn't where you started the rest.
Holly? Yes. We need, I don't know when all the people on this part of the years.
I'm not moving that way.
Would that be in the minutes?
We don't discuss that typically, council meeting, the abatement that's done separately.
Okay.
And
I would say that all of these in the sport need to
be
discussed. I would think that he'd be the one that would have to be.
In the minutes, we would be.
Asked about that, I really need to count through the proof. And I don't care how interesting. I've got permission from the board of science, so we can all be ready.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to the minutes.
I
need to
that all of us to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Thank you. Make a motion one second. Second. Do we get a motion second to approve the minutes as presented? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
My phone.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yes. How many of you are going to go Saturday?
Four.
Mike?
Four.
Anybody else? Have you reserved a room?
No.
Are you going to reserve a room?
Probably better.
Okay.
You can do it for me.
No. You call and do it, and then get me the invoice, and I'll get you a check by Saturday.
Will you email me who I call?
Huh?
Will you email me who I call?
I gave you the letter. Hold on. I can give
it to
you.
So, I'm very responsible.
Somebody
I don't know the meeting. I'm not compliant. I'm one and the other that we left blank. But you're saying that both the personal property and the real estate are not compliant.
I believe the real estate is strictly because they have filed with the appeal before.
All right. I checked
the line. We have to talk to Mr. Peavy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here tonight.
And whoever else voted yes, he signed it. So Jamie, Sue, and Linda Powers needs to sign this.
Okay.
What do I do?
And this needs to go down to Mr. Peavy.
Good to end, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good deal.
Subcommittee for the payroll that you and Alex have, is that something the office holders will be invited to, or is this just something the two of you are doing?
For what purpose?
Well,
because all we are is the group that had met to begin with.
Okay.
And so anything else, I would assume, would just have to come in front of council, right?
Okay.
Right, and that's the
approved by the council. Okay. Well, I heard a couple others ask, so I just wondered. Okay.
Does that sound appropriate?
Because that's what we've done in the past, and it's just a committee to try to get the members together and organize, so.
Okay.
I mean, if you have any questions.
Did you make a turn?
Not yet.
You can contact
me. Motion to adjourn. Second. And we adjourn.
Who did the motion?
Send a bail invitation on how long
you're going to be out
there. Hey, what are you doing? Arresting all my neighbors out there?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.